everything there. And I think that's a point that, of course, conventions struggle with and strive to achieve, representation balance, try to figure out what the community really cares about and engineer their fest or their con to take advantage of that. So that's one of the areas that was really, really important. There's also things like the jam space where people can pick up and play on a little stage where it's a little less crowded. People are a little bit more relaxed. It's almost like a place to hang out at the same time. And of course, in the case of places like MAGFest or PAX, you have arcades set up, games, tabletop, arcade stations for different rare games, indie showcases. It's a really exciting place for anyone who likes games or music, but also it inevitably always seemed to be that we would interact with friends. When I got to my first MAGFest, all of those thoughts were rushing through my head from what I had seen, yet I spent most of the time walking around, looking at people in costumes, going, "Oh my gosh, aren't you... And then I don't know their real name or their screen name or what their preferred name is until the person walks up to me and they have the name tag solving all of my problems for me. It's a very, very interesting dynamic. How you act at these festivals, it almost feels like, as an introvert, someone's just taken adrenaline and rushed it into me, and I can talk to 100 people that I maybe know, or more importantly, I just know that they like the same things I do, and we can get along with that. Now, I've talked a lot about in-person conventions, but one area I want to touch on with this GGU chat, and especially leave a lot of you thinking about, is what can be done, you know, to achieve this same kind of communal, exciting event that is a con and not have to leave home, something that's more accessible, something that's maybe accessible from a financial perspective. And for that, I want to, you know, give a shout out and or describe my experience with VGM Together. VGM Together was essentially a, well, you can look up the story on many podcasts, I suppose, but it was an idea that was birthed out of a project that you may know called Line Them Up, a Paper Mario Origami King project. While I don't want to overstay my welcome in this category because so many other people are much more pivotal in that project's creation, this big, big, big collaboration music video led to kind of spawning an event that would host it well. And thanks to the directors of VGM Together, of course, we ended up making a humongous virtual fest that kind of had the spirit of many of these other conventions that we had been to. There was a virtual space where you could walk around, you could kind of find different mini games in there, but of course, you could interact with people through the video game VR chat, where the virtual space was held. You could also watch on Twitch and interact with panels, just like at any convention. And there were music performances, some pre-recorded and some live, from all over the world. I remember watching one or two performers there, like Black Earache or Marvin XD now, who had done this phenomenal set, but he'd never gotten to do one of these because of a time difference. That was the moment I knew that what we were doing and what we were at, what we were participating in, is much more inclusive and maybe special all, you know, in its own. It was a way for people to be able to attend a fest without having to pay money, without having to travel, without having to stop their work schedules. And there were still a lot of voice chats, different group rooms. A lot of that was held on Discord. And it really did accomplish what I think everyone sought out for it to. People were interacting in the community just like they would in person. They were getting engaged. Now, of course, I am rambling because I don't have anything really written down besides a few of the festivals. But to kind of bring this all together, conventions, they include people. They draw people from their homes, from their regular work, from the music perspective. It's a chance to listen to music you haven't gotten to. Just take a second and appreciate all that you are around. Get excited for things that are yet to come from musicians putting new albums out and sharing it at these fests, for new games that are dropping and, you know, indie titles that you can try out, and just from seeing people again, from having conversations without the need for the chat, without the need for the, you know, the text to like load up, to see panels and learn about really, really passionate topics that you just haven't had a chance to, you know, get all your questions in a row, or maybe just to see a really great presentation on that. Sometimes they're really serious and career maker kind of panels. Sometimes they're really silly and they're just talking about like why Ganondorf did nothing wrong. Sometimes they're just about one soundtrack that just did something. And other times it's about internet meme phenomenon that you'll just never get over. Sometimes it's an opera based on Mario Kart or Super Smash Brothers. There's just so many different things that these kinds of events can include. And I thought it's something worth talking about. Now, if you are, again, able to go to one of these, I highly, highly recommend it. Of course, within your own comfortabilities and safeties and financial abilities. But if not, look to the skies where the internet is. I'm pretty sure that's where they put it. And check out virtual fests. Check out, you know, Discord events. Maybe put one together on your own. It shouldn't be too hard. I mean, you can just Google it or something. Or something it. But to you know, summarize one last time, cons are special. I think there's something magical about the event of it all. And I thought that was worth sharing with the Game Grooves Uncovered chats today. If you have a great experience with a con, I'd love to hear about it in our special Discord channel for the Uncovered podcast. And you can check out some Game Grooves articles that have actually been written in detail about specific fests as well. So I think you can get a great picture if you've never gone. And maybe if you've gone to these, it'll give you a new perspective or just remind you of some of the great times you've had. While we can't always guarantee everyone will be able to make it to some of these, the virtual fests have been a great way so that anyone can click on their computer, start chatting, start jamming out, maybe even host a panel of their own, and get in on the community in their own way. Thanks for listening, everybody. I really hope that we can have some really cool chats in the future, and of course, more exciting interviews. I've been your host, Ro Panigante, and I'll see you next time.